Kananaskis, Alta, Alberta. Environment and Parks is cracking down on those entering Kananaskis country without a valid pass. Since adoption of the Kananaskis Conservation Pass in June 2021, those caught without one were primarily given warnings as part of an education campaign, but a hefty $180 fine is now being handed out. Enforcement teams are now in the region scanning license plates, said John Muir, Director of Communications for Alberta Environment and Parks. Vehicles parked at provincial parks and public land sites in Kananaskis Country and the Bow Valley need a pass. The cost is $15 for a day pass for personal vehicles, while a yearly pass costs $90 and allows up to two vehicles to be registered. The fine for those without a pass is $150 for personal vehicles. However, all fines issued by the provincial government are subjected to a mandatory 20% surcharge that is directed to the Victims of Crime Fund, bringing the total fine to $180. Muir said pass checks conducted by park recreation and resource officers have indicated high levels of compliance. A recent check at the Ribbon Creek Day Use Area found 100% of visitors had either purchased a conservation pass or had proof of a valid exemption, he said. Over the May long weekend, checks indicated a compliance rate of more than 89%. Muir said when searching for a suitable enforcement solution, it was important to prioritize cost-effectiveness and fairness. We also wanted to take the time needed to develop an exemption system that recognized a variety of circumstances, he said. Muir said exemptions are provided to First Nations people with status, low-income Albertans and residents of the Kananaskis Improvement District. Exemptions are also available for approved individuals and groups working in the region, he said. Visitation exploded in Kananaskis Country during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic as more and more people sought the great outdoors, with the area attracting more than 5 million people in both 2020 and 2021. The increased visitation comes with increased pressure on services, facilities, infrastructure and the landscape, said Muir. Last week, the NDP officially announced it would scrap the K-Country Pass if elected, noting it should come out of general tax revenues. The pass has generated about $12 million in revenue so far. However, there has been no audited statement to verify anything. According to Alberta Parks, spending from the pass includes $3.5 million for staffing, $1.75 million for operating facilities, $1.5 million for regional conservation officers, $1.5 million for K-Country Public Safety Program, $1 million for plans for Canmore Nordic Center upgrades, $994,000 for Regional Transit Initiative, $550,000 for local volunteer trail organizations, $500,000 visitor services and information centers, $350,000 traffic management services, $250,000 winter trail grooming and $100,000 for search and rescue operations.